You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well. You've seen me in the last couple of days deploy over 2,000 more officers to the Minneapolis area. And in the last 2 days, we've arrested hundreds and hundreds of dangerous criminals, not just fraudsters who stole from the American people billions of dollars and put it in their pockets and enriched their friends from overseas and themselves, but also individuals who committed acts of murder and rape and trafficking and drug exploitation and child exploitation. So we're going to continue to do our work. And I want to remind everybody that the act like we saw today of using a vehicle to try to kill an officer and his colleagues and the other people around him is something that every politician, every elected official, everyone in this country should be able to rally around and say that it is wrong. And that sanctuary cities and sanctuary states that protect individuals who do that should no longer be allowed.